Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this April 14th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in industry news, Thermo Fisher's PPD business has entered a strategic collaboration with Health Verity to gain enterprise-level access to claims data covering over 270 million de-identified patient lives. The partnership integrates taxonomy claims data with over 70 curated datasets to improve site selection precision, accelerate study startup, and strengthen AI-driven analytics across trial feasibility and real-world evidence generation. Up next, in a new video interview with ACT, Nick Frenzer, General Manager of Site Solutions at Veeva, discussed why eSource implementation has remained fragmented despite years of promise. Fire-based API standards and a site-owned platform approach reduce integration work from hundreds of hours to fewer than 10, freeing site staff time to focus on patients rather than duplicative data entry and operational burden. And finally, in regulatory news, Replimune has received a second FDA CRL for RP1 in combination with nivolumab for advanced melanoma, despite prior breakthrough therapy designation and phase 2 data showing a 34% response rate. The company raised concerns about regulatory inconsistency and lack of agency engagement during resubmission review, indicating the setback may prompt workforce reduction and scaled manufacturing operations. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.